Welcome, Cleaning Nation. As always, I am so excited to be chatting with you today. Before we jump in, I want to take a minute to encourage you, to invite you, to welcome you to go to growmycleaningcompany.com. I just made an earth-shattering complimentary on-demand training on the 5 shifts you need to know to grow your cleaning company. growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. Today, we are chatting with Andres Higuera, and I'm sure I screwed that up, but I tried hard, from Eco Green Office Cleaning. These guys, gals, have been serving the Southeastern Virginia area with, used to be commercial and residential. They're moving just to commercial cleaning, and they just had their 10-year anniversary. If you want to reach out to Andres, you can get a hold of him at www.ecogreenva.com. Andres, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure, man. So we were talking before the deal, and you were on the podcast before, correct?
Yeah, last year I was on.
All right. So first of all, I'll try and link in the show notes to Andres's previous show, so you can kind of hear the before and the after. But before they go hit the first one, give us a little, like, kind of where were you there, what happened then, and where are you at now, and then we'll jump into some coaching and see if we can take you to the next level.
Yeah, at that time, we were having a problem with, people just not showing up for interviews and basically wasting a lot of time, booking up the whole afternoon with multiple interviews. And so these were all one-on-ones. And so it just led to frustration. And you helped out a little bit with the group interviews, showing us how to do that and to save a lot more time. And so we actually did that. And it worked out well, so we look forward to doing it again on a regular basis.
Cool. Do you remember how many employees you had then and how many you have now? Hopefully you know how many you have now, but you may not remember how many you had then.
Yeah, I think we were floating around 14 or 15, and right now we're around 20.
Okay, good. Congratulations. So hopefully that saved you a ton of time and it helped you, was a piece of the help to growth. What do we need to do today to get you to the next level?
Well, I had a job ad that would post online on, you know, different job posting websites, and the ad, I wanted to change the one I was using to the Clean Profit Method ones. I'm a Clean Profit Method member.
Cool.
And so we did it. We tried that ad, but it just did not give us the same results that we were getting. So I know something's wrong. I just want to fix it so that we can use the core value-based ad and have it work better for us.
Perfect. All right. Well, let's walk through the whole process and see. Good thing is there are probably 2 or 3 or 4 opportunities to improve. So that's good. All right. Let's start off by saying usually the ads, and I honestly, this is the first feedback I've ever got where someone moved from a kind of descriptive ad, you know, local cleaning company looking for a commercial or residential cleaners. The pay is this, the hours are this. Apply here to a core values based ad and not at least doubling their applicants. So this is, I'm excited to dive in and see what happened. Second of all, I just want to encourage everybody listening. There is no such thing as a clean profit method ad. There's a clean profit method outline. The big concept we're moving from and to is away from boring ad that sounds like every other single ad out there, right? They all say fast growing company, fill in the blank of your city, looking for energetic, highly motivated people to clean and have a great time. You know, pay is great, you know, learn, you know, get paid to learn. Everything's great. Call now, right? We want to move away from that to a core values based ad. So when possible in the Clean Profit Method, I always do a done for you. Here's exactly what it looks like. But obviously you have to modify it, right? So my core values are have fun, make money, be real, and help out. So I put an ad that I would run if I had a cleaning company based on my core values. So the goal is to move from a description of exactly what we're doing and not talk about why we're doing it or the community you're going to be a part of, to getting them excited about the community and disqualifying people that don't share our core values and getting people that do share our core values super fired up. So I just want to lay that foundation before we walk forward. You with me so far, Andres?
Yes.
Cool. All right. The second thing we need to do, and luckily enough, because the ads oftentimes are just so poor, just that one change oftentimes will make all the difference that people need. If that's not the case, let's talk about why. First and foremost, we need to remember this is a funnel. So we're always this is part of a funnel, and it's not just the hiring ad to, they read the hiring ad and then they start cleaning, right? There's a bunch of steps in between, and we have to make sure they're all congruent. You with me so far? Okay. So typically, if the ad's not, quote unquote, not working, oftentimes the issue is there's a disconnect. So for me, my ad would be, and I don't have it in front of me, of course, but it's some semi-ridiculous because we're about having fun. So the ad's fun and silly, and it really represents my personality. So it's just a lot of, if you look like a criminal or a drug dealer, you kick puppies or you suck, leave me alone. You won't like it. If you're lazy, don't come here. But if you work hard, it's all about having fun, making money, being real, helping out. And we do mention that it is for cleaning, right? We're not trying to bait and switch anybody. But it's just not, it's all about them and our core values that they may share. And if they don't like the core values, they should go away. And if they love them, they should apply. Now, that said, if they read that, and what'll happen oftentimes, they get excited. They're like, wow, this is different, right? I've never heard anyone talk to me this way. The other ads don't look like this. This is very different. But they're hopeful and excited, but they feel like I've been burned before. A lot of them have had terrible jobs and are afraid this is going to be a terrible job. So if I have that, and then I get an automated email, or the next step in the process is super corporate, that's a huge disconnect, and it'll really break trust. Or if they come to an interview and the interview process is shut up, sit down, do you have a driver's license? Can you provide this? And there's a huge disconnect between the hiring ad and then what I deliver. That's going to be a problem. So the thing we can't even have time to go through it, or the technology for everyone to be able to see what you and I are looking at. So we're going to have to kind of go conceptually. I would check the follow-up process to make sure that it's not one of my one-on-one customers I've done this with. We had a great hiring ad, and same thing, they were stuck. The problem was Indeed forced him to use a bunch of questions, and they make him stay in the Indeed universe, and the Indeed universe is super corporate and boring, and they make him jump through a bunch of hoops, and the people are having a problem connecting what the ad said with the experience they're having after they read the ad. So the way that you can avoid that is, as soon as possible, you want to get, this is a terrible analogy, but everyone gets it, so I'm going to use it. It's like being, at a nightclub, dirty, smelly guys like me, and there's 1,000 of us and one pretty girl, right? And all the good looking guys want to talk to the pretty girl. But there's just one pretty girl, and she, it's a pain in the neck. So I could wait in line, maybe there's a group of guys formed to talk to this pretty girl and try and, get to her. Or ideally I want to kind of get her out and have a private conversation, right? I'd like to go somewhere else where there's not 1,000 guys around there. Indeed's the same thing. It's 1,000 ads for these very small pool of $10 an hour workers. So as soon as possible, we want to get them out of the club with all the other distractions and guys and noise into a quiet place where we can have a private conversation. So as soon as possible, I want them out of the Indeed or ZipRecruiter or whatever. I'm not knocking Indeed. It's a great source for ad. But you don't want to be in their universe. They want you to stay in their universe. They see them as Indeed customers and you as interlopers, right? But you see them as people. Mm-hmm. So you want to get them out as quickly as possible into your own funnel. So I typically like to, and it's tough because Indeed has trained them. Here's how to apply. But I always try to get them to come to my website, to growmycleancompany.com or, mikescleancompany.com/apply/let's-do-this/ best job ever, have some fun with it if that's your core value. And then I start them in my funnel, right? So step one is make sure that what happens after they read the ad is consistent with the ad, right? If Indeed's all about corporate and professionalism and kind of being a pain in the neck and being very structured, and your ad is more about fun and how much they're going to enjoy life and how you're not uptight, that's going to be a disconnect and it's going to break your funnel. So any thoughts or feedback there before we move on?
No, I agree. And I do know what you're talking about. They do have a list of questions that they want you to ask, and you don't have to go through that process and set up those questions, but they do try to keep people engaged on their site. So leaving their site and going to my site is, I guess, the ultimate goal, as you mentioned.
Right. And then also we want to get their information, because then we can email them, which is another private site, or not private site, but mm-hmm. it's not an Indeed. So I don't want to have Indeed do the autoresponders. I don't want to take their email address and put it in my autoresponder, right? So it doesn't come from Indeed looking like Indeed. It comes from me. So first and foremost, try and get them off the site. Second of all, make sure that the follow-up questions are consistent with your ad, right? So if your ad's all about this community and having fun and being real and serving and helping out and changing the world, and then the questions are like, can you provide a valid driver license? Are you legal to work in the United States of America? Do you have a criminal felony background? Are you? And you're like, whoa, you see how that's a total shift from, I thought I was signing up for this, and it's just like every other stupid job that, because they're just going to apply, right? That's the goal, is to have a pattern interrupt, because they're just apply, whatever calls calls me first with the best money, I'm going to go there. That's not who we're looking for. We're not looking for Mr. Apply, 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 Apply. We're looking to break that pattern and have him go apply, apply, apply and see you. Are you the most honest person you know? Are you the most trustworthy person you know? Are you looking for something more than another crappy $10 an hour job? Break their pattern and go, whoa, this is different. Get in that headline. The only job is to get their attention. This is for you if core value, core value, core value. This is not for you if core value, core value, core value. And then a couple sentences about some obvious disqual. You know, this is a cleaning job. If you know, maybe hours, right? If it's nights, you want to tell them it's night. So, you know, the minimum, we're not trying to trick them, but we don't want to focus on the boring stuff. Once we do that, we got to make sure the follow-up emails are the same, right? So whether we're asking them questions or we're following up, we want it to be the same. Also, we want to make sure that if possible, we text. Emails kind of going the way of the dodo bird. It is, open rates are 30%, 20%, 40%, depends on how well they know you and how good your subject line is. Text message open rate is almost 100%. You obviously want to make sure you get permission, comply with the laws in your state. But as soon as possible, I try and take them to text. So we're going to have a multi-pronged follow-up, automated follow-up, right? So once they apply, we're going to try and push them to this interview. So each step, you're only trying to sell one thing, right? The first step, you're just trying to quote-unquote sell them on filling out an application or coming to your website, right? Once they do that, you can ask some disqualifying questions, but make sure it's still in the same voice that you had to add, right? So that the whatever core values were screaming through your ad, make sure those same core values are screaming through the next step of the process, which is to kind of get into the funnel. The third step of the process is to tell them repeatedly and consistently why their life is going to be far better if they just come to this interview, how it's going to be great. They're going to be part of a community. It's everything I've always been looking for. And tell the truth, right? We're only looking for the people that match your core values. For the people that don't match your core values, you're trying to get them out of your funnel. You don't want them to come because they're going to hate it there. So, but the theme should be consistent. Once they come to the interview, same thing, right? If you're all about having fun, making money, being real, and helping out, that interview should be oozing those things. So I guess the two things I'm trying to communicate clearly are the core values can't just be in the hiring. They have to be all the way through the process, or you're going to piss people off and alienate them. And second, the best way to do that is to get them out of the funnel that Indeed provides as soon as possible and into your funnel as quickly as possible. And then third, I guess, would be make sure you've got a multimedia approach to how you communicate with them after they've applied, before they come to the interview. And I would use text. I would use straight to voicemail. There's apps where you can record a perfect voicemail. Hey, you just signed up. You know, we noticed you just applied for the job. We checked out your application. Cannot wait to have you. Our interview is this Tuesday at 2 p.m. You're going to meet a great group of people. You might just get a hug, and it all works out. You're going to be part of the newest, greatest community you've ever done. If you're about having fun, making money, being real, and helping out, and you need to work for one of the coolest companies in the world, show up Tuesday, blah, blah, blah. You know, whatever. You can record the perfect voicemail, have it go straight to voicemail, add a text, add an email, all automated, right? You shouldn't be doing these personally. That would probably be the three-pronged approach I would use. Core value add, core values throughout the funnel, highly automated, get them off of Indeed and onto your own funnel as quick as possible. Does that give you enough stuff to work on between now and next year when we have you back for the third time?
Yeah, that got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, and that's good, right? If it's no good when you're like, I can't get any people, I'm like, man, I've looked at your whole funnel. It's perfect. There's nothing to change. Well, now we're screwed. So I'd rather have the work to do, but at least the confidence we can start getting employees in versus no work to do and we're stuck.
Okay. Yeah.
Good thing is I've taken literally dozens of people through this process, and we've always been able to double, triple, quadruple, not just the quantity of applicants, but the quality goes way up. When you can get this core value-based communication throughout the entire process, and we didn't get into this, but the reality is even after the group interview, on the one-on-one interview, and then the working interview, and then the first 30 days where you take them from zero to trainer, that whole process has to be full of your core values, right? If at any time they feel you tricked them, you fooled them, you're going to have a break, right? My favorite thing is when people hear me on the podcast go, oh my gosh, you're the same guy, or, you know, one-on-one or at a live event where I get to spend time with Cleaning Nation, over and over. It's like, you're the same guy that's on the podcast. It's like, yeah, exactly. Whereas if I'm one guy on the podcast, you come to a live event and it's a totally different thing, you're going to feel disconnected and want to be a part of that. Think about how much worse it would be if you actually trusted me with your most valuable thing, time, and became an employee, and you know, this whole new jerk shows up. You know, you were kind of sold this thing, and this other thing shows up. It's a bear. All right. At the lightning round, I give you a chance to share some of your experience. Any questions, comments, rude remarks, thoughts that you want to throw in?
You mentioned some of the automated funnels to put people through. Do you have recommendations on on what companies or anything of that nature?
The only recommendation I have is don't get caught up in the technology. So there's three parts. One would be the automated email. I used to use AWeber, which is where I recommend everybody start. It's $20, $30 a month, something like that. And I think if you go to growmycleancovery.com/AWeber, you can get a special deal, I'm pretty sure. If not, just go to AWeber. We now currently use Infusionsoft, which does a lot more, but it's a lot more expensive and it's a lot bigger pain in the neck. So those are the two that I've used for email automation. For the text messaging automation and the straight to voicemail automation, there are literally dozens of companies and they're all pennies. You could have all that set up for well under $100 per month. So the big thing I would say is take action. Just pick one. It's fine. A lot of people get hung up in the, oh, this guy's $6 a month. And this guy's $9 a month. And I only get 37 texts with this, but you just forget it. Just pick one and go. It's almost, I don't say it's a commodity, but we're using very little. We're using just every single one you should be able to do the very simple thing we're asking it to do. If you've got a huge complex thing that you need, you might need to look into it, but don't get hung up on the technology. Just get started.
Yeah.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'll look into that and try to build my funnel. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. And I'm guessing you have a funnel. We just need to make it a little more robust.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
Cool. All right. Let's hit the lightning round. Three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received personally or professionally?
Always continue your education, always in the industry, always be learning more about the cleaning industry, self-help, learn about how to improve yourself. I'm reading a book right now about high-performing habits and, podcasts, webinars. I mean, always ongoing. You don't want to stop learning, because if you stop learning, you start going backwards and your competitors are moving forward with what's new in the industry or what have you. So the more we can develop ourselves personally and also develop our knowledge of the industry, the better things will go for us.
And by definition, everybody that just heard the words Andre said are investing in themselves in learning. So congratulations by being at the end of the podcast. And I want to encourage you, as good as these podcasts are, if you just go, well, that was great. Andre sounds real smart. The other guy sounded okay. But do nothing, you're not going to get the value. So I want to get a tag on to what Andre said and say, don't just listen, but go put some of this stuff into practice. All right. Biggest mistake you made in the cleaning business. This is my favorite question. And we'll see. Everyone that wants to go check out the first interview Andres was on, we can see if it's changed or if he's made a bigger mistake since then. So hit me.
Well, I'll go to big mistake number two, being that I already went over that one on the first podcast. But something I've learned recently is sustaining communication with the clients. In our industry, a lot of times, they hardly ever see us. So the only time we communicate with them is when we have to change something and there's a problem. But so what I've been doing is communicating more, whether it's an email or a phone call or a visit. I've been buying a dozen donuts for a different client, like almost every week. I'll just show up. Thank you for your business. How can we help? Anything further? Just showing that you appreciate them, staying in communication with them, giving a little treat, something. And then they remember you and we'll send referrals your way and other things also. But just keeping that line of communication open is what's important. So I guess I kind of fell out of that habit. And the last few months, I've been kind of getting back into that. So
the $6.42 you're going to spend on donuts and bring to a client, probably the best $6.42 you're going to spend in your life. All right. Favorite book. And Cleaning Nation is a bunch of readers. I'm a huge reader, and I'm always looking for a great book. What's the favorite, most valuable book you've read so far?
Well, I'm a Christian, so obviously, the Bible is my favorite book.
Hard to beat that one, my friend.
Yeah. Life lessons and how we can live our life with good morals and things of that nature are in God's word, the Bible. However, right now I'm reading a secular book, High Performing Habits. And it's a really good book. I'm not quite done with it yet, but it really focuses on how we can improve ourselves and become more effective and have effective habits in running our businesses and things. So, right now, that's why I can recommend that book.
Beautiful. All right. Andres, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your book reviews, your mistakes, your wins, your losses. I appreciate it. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates it. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Andres' show notes page and his last episode and the special video I made just for you, go to growmycleaningcompany.com, www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.